is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will make an official visit to Beijing starting Thursday, the second top U.S. official sent to the number two economy in the world in a matter of weeks, in an ongoing effort by President Joe Biden to stabilize relations with China. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
A senior Treasury official said Sunday that Yellen will meet with senior Chinese officials on a broad range of issues. Those include U.S. concerns about the impact of China's new anti-spying law on foreign firms that operate there. They also say Yellen's visit is part of a push by President Joe Biden to stabilize the relationship between the world's two largest economies and minimize the risk of mistakes when disagreements arise. China's finance ministry on Monday confirmed Yellen's visit from July 6th to the 9th. It comes just weeks after Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Beijing and agreed with Chinese leader Xi Jinping to ensure the two countries' rivalry does not veer into conflict.
Israel's military said it hit a command center for militant fighters in the West Bank city of Jenin in a strike early on Monday that local residents said killed at least one person and involved a missile fired from the air. The Israeli military said it struck a joint operations center, which served as a command center for fighters from the Jenin Brigades, an armed unit comprised of fighters from different militant groups. Clashes between Sudan's army and paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, have intensified as the war in the country's capital and western regions entered its 12th week with no attempts in sight to bring a peaceful end to the conflict. Air and artillery strikes, as well as small arms fire, could be heard, particularly in the city of Omdurman, as well as the capital, Khartoum. This is VOA News. Politicians and activists are divided on the potential repercussions of a series of U.S. Supreme Court decisions this past week. While some praise the conservative justices who make up a majority on the nine-member court, others are questioning whether their rulings will hurt some minorities. Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports for VOA.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, who appeared on the ABC television network, dismissed concerns the end of the affirmative action policy could negatively impact diversity in U.S. colleges and universities. Activists fighting for racial equity are skeptical.
We call upon the universities themselves to continue to engage in substantial outreach in recruitment of underserved students. Nothing in this opinion prohibits that.
Separately, President Joe Biden's plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts was also overturned by the Supreme Court. Democratic Representative Ro Khanna condemned the move when interviewed on the ABC News show this week. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The long wait for U.S. passports could delay and even cancel some summer vacation plans. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
International travel has rebounded toward record pre-pandemic levels, but there are too few people to handle U.S. passport applications. U.S. officials aren't even denying the problem or predicting when the backlog will ease. They're blaming epic waiting times, not only on lingering pandemic-related staffing shortages, but on a pause of online processing this year. That's left the passport agency flooded with a 500,000 applications coming in per week. The State Department says the passport agency is on track to top last year's 22 million passports issued. Donna Warder, Washington.
Ukrainian forces are resisting a Russian onslaught in eastern areas of the front and face difficulties in the northeast, but are making progress near the shattered city of Bakhmut and in the south, the deputy defense minister said. Russian accounts of the front line said Moscow's forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks near villages ringing Bakhmut and in areas further south, particularly the strategic hilltop town of Valir. They also reported success in containing Ukrainian troops in the northeast. And the European Commission plans to put forward a proposal this week to ease current restrictions on genetically modified crops. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.